Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I'm here with a public service announcement. And this can be viewed as like a broad statement to like fucking anybody out there, because it applies to basically anybody out there. But I also want it to be more specific. I want to focus on people that are still at the fucking job that I used to work at. Listen, I understand I've only been gone for a month. I get it. Who knows what the fuck's going to happen with my new job? But I'm going to fucking tell you something. Get the fuck out of there. Get out of there. It sucks. If you're in a fucking job that you fucking hate and you think sucks, get the fuck out of there. Please. I fucking beg you. The last month has been fucking phenomenal for me. I'm not fucking miserable anymore. I don't want to fucking jump off a goddamn building anymore. I don't look at my balcony and think like, dude, can I just fucking throw myself off that? I would love to just fucking open the goddamn door and just throw myself off my fucking balcony. I don't feel like that anymore. I'm not fucking stressed. I'm not like overly tired all the time. I'm not fucking pissed and miserable every fucking day. I don't have this fucking job just weighing down on me like a fucking albatross around my fucking neck. I cannot fucking begin to explain to you how amazing I have felt in the last month plus. So anybody I give a fuck about that is still working my old job, get the fuck out. It might take some time. It took me fucking forever to find my current job. I fucking looked around for a while. Jesus Christ, I've been looking for, or I was looking for well over a year, easily well over a year. I wanted to get the fuck out of there so bad. The pandemic kind of fucked things up a little bit just because like, you know, before the vaccine, nobody knew what the fuck was going on. Everything's on fucking lockdown and shit. So like I was uneasy and like, I'm still fucking working. You know what I mean? That was a weird situation. Like I hate this fucking job, but I'm still working. I'm still getting fucking paid, which is important because I was a lot luckier than a lot of people who didn't have any fucking job. I don't even know how good I am at my new job. I enjoy my new job. I think it's going pretty well. The problem I have with the new job is not really a problem with the job itself. It's a problem with me and my performance at the new job. I just don't know how fucking good I am. You know that when you start a new fucking job, you know, you don't have no fucking idea how fucking good you are at the job. Like I feel like I suck at the job. I probably don't suck at the job. Like I probably have some degree of competence at the fucking job. I feel like I ask a lot of fucking questions. I don't like asking a lot of questions, even though I need to ask a lot of questions. And I still do ask a lot of questions because I want to figure out the fucking answer. But like, I feel like if I ask a lot of questions, I'm like inconveniencing people. I mean, these motherfuckers, they got their own fucking job to do. And here's my ass, like fucking bogging them down with shit. They're probably like, asshole, the fucking answer is this. I just don't like it, man. I just don't like it. I don't like fucking not knowing shit. I wish I fucking knew fucking everything at my fucking current job. At the fucking old job, I did fucking know everything. I knew more than fucking supervisors of the old job because they just like would bring in fucking people off the street and they'd be fucking supervisor. They didn't know jack shit about how to run the system. That's what the old job wanted. The old job wanted people with a lot of knowledge to like sell the shit and be on the fucking phones. I didn't give a fuck what dipshit assholes they had as supervisors and managers. I was lucky enough to have like some really good supervisors there. The managers, I mean, fuck. I mean, maybe one manager was good. Manager, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. But like, aside from me thinking I know nothing, which again, I probably know enough. You familiar with the Dunning-Kruger effect? You know what the fuck I'm talking about here? Look that shit up. I enjoy the Dunning-Kruger effect. I find it fascinating. It's basically like, and I'll just like really simplify, but it's like a theory where people who know jack shit about fucking anything, morons, will vastly overestimate their ability to do a task. But people with like high fucking knowledge will vastly underestimate their ability to do a task. Like if you're taking like a fucking test in school, you talk to that fucking dipshit asshole didn't fucking study. He's like, that's it, motherfucker. I'm gonna get a fucking A. And then like he would take it and he would get like a 50 and be like fucking stunned. And then like somebody would take the fucking test and be like, you know, some smart asshole. She'd take it and she'd be like, dude, I think I did fucking terrible. And then she got like a fucking 99. That's the fucking Dunning-Kruger effect at work. I don't know like if I'm an example of somebody with like high ability. I talk about myself like I'm somebody of high ability because I gotta keep my fucking spirits up. I gotta fucking like project at least to myself that I know what the fuck I'm doing, that I'm not just an incompetent fucking boob, but I always think that I'm an incompetent boob. But like at certain jobs, it doesn't really matter if you're a fucking buffoon. At the office store, like if I can fucking lift chairs and put them in the right spot, I'm gonna be looked at as a fucking god. They fucking love my ass at the office store. All they had to do was show up. Like, holy shit, Chris Johnson's showing up and he's fucking moving these goddamn chairs. Like, I can't lift these fucking chairs. He's moving the fucking chairs. Holy shit. So yeah, I felt like really good about myself. Like, yes, I can fucking handle this shit. But this job is more nuanced. My new job is nuanced. So like, you know, I look around, everybody else knows more than me. And of course they fucking do because they all been here. But I don't want to know nothing. You know what I mean? I wish I could just fucking learn everything like super fucking fast. But there's too much fucking bullshit to learn in fucking insurance. All this fucking home shit I know is just because of fucking dealing with it every day for 5 fucking years. But back to the original point, I'm fucking begging you. If you are at my old job and I like you, if I hate you, fuck you. Stay at that job and fucking rot and be fucking miserable for all I fucking care. Or if you're at any other job that sucks, please, 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 please find a job that doesn't suck your fucking soul out. It's going to change your fucking life. Look, I'm still fucking anxious. I'm still fucked up. I still got my fucking problems. But you know what? I don't have the fucking problem of my employment just weighing me down every fucking day. I haven't fucking dreaded working one fucking time since this new job started. If I worked a fucking hour at my other job, I wanted to put a bullet in my fucking head. So I just want everybody I care about to leave. I want you guys to be as happy as I am. Or like not necessarily happy, just like not shitty. I'm telling you. Know a couple people out on leave right now for fucking babies? Don't go back. Fuck them. Find something else. You can thank me later, but it's gonna be fucking life-changing. Money's not fucking everything. I took a huge fucking pay cut to take this new fucking job, and I don't give a fuck. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Podbean, which is the host. Every episode's there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck you want to get it. Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Instagram at Maybe5Minutes. And if you're still using Facebook or Meta or whatever that asshole wants to fucking call it, Zuckerberg, go fuck yourself. But I'm on my timeline. I'm going to keep pumping those videos out for you.